praise God from whom all blessings flow. I had the opportunity to talk to somebody. When he first got in the car, he looked kind of rough, like he was just a rough person that had no knowledge. But I was able to talk to him. I was telling him how when you really start to control your own thoughts, then the universe responds. And before the trip ended, because he was talking about wanting to marry this girl, I said, well, if you want to marry her, you have to believe it, and you have to act right, and she really won't have any power to say no. If if you treat her a certain way, there's no way she's not going to respond. Anyway, towards the end of the trip, I said, yeah. He said, man, you lay some knowledge on me. I said, yeah. I said, you want to know, because he talked about under the blue sky. I said, do you want to know why the sky is blue? He said, yeah. I said, because the blue letter law is above the flesh. The flesh is nothing but sin, or flesh is nothing but evil. And so we need the letter, the law, to restrain the flesh. But like he had mentioned about the Ten Commandments, if you love God with all your heart, love your neighbor yourself, you pretty much fulfilled the whole thing. I said, yes, since you understand that, then you understand that red would be grace. And we don't want law, we want grace. But there is a need for law for people who don't understand what you just said. And so, was able to kind of witness to him and tell him that the red is the blood, the blue is the law. And he said, well, how did you get to all this? I said, you're talking about 10 years of study or more. Really 30 years, but I said, I just started asking questions. Why are the stop signs red? Why do all those babies say ma when they come out of the womb? Why does everything seem like a repeat every day? Because it is. It is a repeat every day. Why is it when the farmer plants a watermelon, see, he don't get a corn stalk, he gets another watermelon? Why does the seed is within the seed, you know? And so I started showing him how you just ask questions, and once you start to put all the pieces together, after enough time, you realize we're in a spiritual hologram. And this, if you look the word universe up, the word universe will tell you that it was a plan that was designed in the mind of God. The mind of God designed the universe. It was a plan designed by the mind of God. And the four root words of that plan are cut, turn, union, and flow. Cut, turn, union, and flow. Those are the four words of this whole reality, this whole universe. And once you see that, then you take a little bit further and you see that everything's the same, every place is the same, and every situation's a repeat. And I told him, I said, once you realize that all this is just the same old, it's about the inside, the real deal is about your inner man. It's about what's inside, you know, turning you into a spiritual being. The 3D land is like 2D. It's cartoon. Is the 3D really don't matter. What matters is your thoughts, your heart. That's the spirit realm. And so the 3D realm, what's going on, jobs or houses or marriage or kids and news and media and physical pain, none of that really matters. That's just part of life, of growing pain, getting sick, people dying around you, people getting married, funerals, none of events, football, basketball, it's all the same. And so you realize it's all the same. And so if it's all the same, because it's all cut, turn, union, flow, so what does that mean? And the universe is that way. The universe spirals out. All the universes spiral out from the source. Everything's a spiraling out from the source, and it spirals back in. Eventually, it just all spirals back to the source that it came from. So what does that mean? It means that your inner man is the secret. Your inner man is the key. Your inner man is the birth, is what this whole thing is. It's a birthing to the inner man, moment by moment, day by day, day by day, year by year, month by month. It's a birthing of the inner man. That's it. Welcome to the real world, Neo. And so Neo goes back to N-E-O, which is O-N-E, the one. So the whole purpose of the universe is to bring you back to oneness with your creator. And so every day that you go, it's not about, all this in front of you is the same old stuff. It's about oneness with the creator. That's what it's about.